स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the fifth chapter of Gita. So, Karma Sannyasa Yoga. So, just to recap, since it's quite long since we learned the previous shlokas till the 12th shloka, so Krishna is speaking about Karma Sannyasa, renunciation of action. And he is also speaking about two different or distinct ways in which we can renounce action. So one is by knowing that I am not the doer. So when I cease to be the doer, when I am not the karta, when I cease to be the karta, then I renounce action because I am in no way associated with action. That is one way of doing it. Yet another way of doing it is by offering it to Ishvara. So offering it to Ishvara, or that Ishvara who alone exists, who is Nirguna Parabrahman, who pervades the entire universe. Such an Ishvara, when a person offers action to such an Ishvara, then that also is Karma Sannyasam. So those are the two ways. So Shankara and many Advaita Acharyas have spoken about these two views. The first view of being an akarta is very tough, and that is the state of a jnani. Whereas for sadhakas who are unable to do that, offering actions would help. So that's how many acharyas, including Shankara, has interpreted it, interpreted those two ways. But we don't need to really distinguish or differentiate those two views. Both are same. Both lead to the same thing. So that's where the discussion about whether sannyasam is external or internal, as well as whether karma yoga is greater or sannyasam is greater, that also Krishna said we cannot really split both. A person who is doing karma also may be great. Nyayasya nitya sannyasi yona dveshtina kankshati. So it is not external sannyasam that is our goal, but internal sannyasam, either through renunciation or renouncing the ego, being the akarta, or by offering everything to Ishvara. Both those ways we can renounce action. So there is a, in both of these ways, like whatever the two ways that Krishna gives, one by being the akarta and the other by a renoun, by offering it to Ishvara, both ways it requires knowledge. If we just offer something to Ishvara or offer to Vishnu, then that will not lead to moksha, that will not be real sannyasam, because we are offering to a particular person. So it is very important to know the concept of Ishvara, or that Ishvara unto whom we offer. So offering, though offering is an important aspect in that, but more important aspect is the object to which we are offering. So the Ishvara, Brahmanyadaya Karmani, Brahmani. So that means to Brahman. Brahman means that Brahman or that Ishvara who alone is present here. So Ishavasi Midam Sarvam. So that means there itself knowledge, the knowledge about Brahma Satyam and Jagan Mithya automatically comes in. So unless we know that Ishvara, we offer to any Vishnu, that would help in purifying the mind, that will help to an extent, but still it won't. It is not real sannyasam, it is not the sannyasam that Krishna is speaking about here, or it's not the one of the way that Krishna is speaking about here through which we can achieve sannyasam. So that is not what Krishna is speaking here. It is offering to that Ishvara who alone is present here. That means there is knowledge aspect or jnanam that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya is always there. So that is with respect to offering. So if we analyze akarta or being separate from the kartra, naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattvavit. So all those things, if a person has to be the akarta, then he needs to know that I am the sakshi to all activities that are happening. It is basically impossible to be a sakshi of activities, though we are part of the action. So let's say we witness an accident. We are going on the road, we witness an accident. Though we are a witness there, yet we are not a witness who is unaffected by that which he is witnessing. Though witness means being unaffected, yet we are not completely unaffected there, because we may have some attachment or aversion, something associated with the action. That is because that which we are witnessing as well as the witness is at the vyavaharika level. So though we can say that it's a witness who is unaffected, who is not affected by the action, yet it is at the same reality level. So if actions have to continue and we need to know that we are the sakshi, that is possible only when we realize that the sakshi can be completely unaffected by all actions only through the knowledge that sakshi is the substratum of all actions. So that means actions are illusion in the sakshi. So that is the concept of sakshi or kodastha atma itself, that everything that we see is an illusion. So that I am seeing, I can be a witness of that I am seeing. So I can be a witness of a small thing, that is fine. I am part of the world, I witness something, so that is fine. But if I have to witness everything that is happening in the world, I have to be a witness of the entire world, that is possible only if the entire world is an illusion. So it is like an actor witnessing the drama, witnessing the movie, or we go to a movie theater and we witness the movie. That is possible because the movie is an illusion inside the even in the vyavaharika level, the movie is an illusion. So if we have to witness the entire world, we need to be aware that the witness or sakshi is the substratum in which the illusory world is seen. That means I am Brahma, that Brahman in which the illusory world appears. That means Brahma Satyam Jagan Nitya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So there also the aspect of knowledge is there. That is what Krishna already explained in the fourth chapter about Jnana Karma Sannyasam. Karma Sannyasam through knowledge. So in this chapter, though, we can say that akarta or kartrutvam, getting rid of kartrutvam, that way of renouncing action is the path of knowledge, and offering to Ishvara is the path of devotion. We cannot really split those two, because in both there is the knowledge about Ishvara. In one, there is knowledge about myself as the Sakshi Brahman or Brahman, and in the other, there is knowledge about Ishvara, the knowledge about that Ishvara who is the ultimate reality of Advitiya Brahman. So in both cases, knowledge is inevitable. That means karma sannyasam, renouncing action itself, means we need jnanam. Without jnanam, karma sannyasam is impossible. Though brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tektva dananjaya. So that might seem to lean towards devotion or pointing towards devotion, yet there is knowledge in it. So the basis of karma sannyasam is jnanam. So even if we analyze the people who take sannyasam, so real sannyasins who take sannyasam, external sannyasam, take it because of the knowledge that it will give me some good. So there also knowledge plays a very important part. At least karma sannyasam, real karma sannyasam, which doesn't mean that we have to renounce actions. We can still be doing actions, but karma sannyasam is possible only through jnanam. So that means the basis of being unaffected by karma, the basis of offering all actions to Ishvara, both, the basis for both is the knowledge about Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That means the knowledge that Brahman alone is there, karma, or the karma lokam, the lokam or this world which denotes karma is but an illusion in Brahman. So that's just to like get back to the goal or the substratum or the ultimate truth, which may not be explained as such in this chapter. So even when Krishna initially spoke about karma yoga and sannyasa, so sannyasin and karma yogi, so he said one is better than the other, he said easier for others. So in both ways, even if a person has to be a karma yogi, karma yoga is nothing but with samabhavana, with yogam do karma, that means with yoga. What is yoga? Siddhya siddhyoho samu bhutva samatvam yoga ucchate. So with equanimity do action, that is karma yoga. So there also equanimity means what? Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatman sarvatra samadarshinah. Samadarshanam, or seeing everything as one, which means having the knowledge that the entire world or namarupam is mithya and Brahman alone is real. That is karma yoga. And karma sannyasam, we already know, we can renounce sannya karma. We can completely renounce karma only through the knowledge that karma is an illusion. So that means both ways, karma sannyasam or karma yogam, both, or whatever be the path that we take, whether it is pravritti margam or nivritti margam, in both there is emphasis on Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That is the foundation. We can say that is the foundation for both of these. So a person who is an external sannyasi but doesn't remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, he is not a perfect sannyasi. He doesn't renounce everything completely. And a person who offers everything to a particular god or to one's own guru, such a person is also not perfect if he doesn't remember that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So that is the basis. So remembering that, let's see what Krishna says in the 13th shloka. So he said in the 12th shloka that with respect to karma, with knowledge, so it is not essential. That's the reason why Krishna said Nyayas Nitya Sanyasi Yona Dveshtina Shochati. Karma sannyasam doesn't mean we have to leave karma, we have to get away from karma, but it just means that have knowledge and then do karma. So either do karma knowing with the knowledge about Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya and that I am the Sakshi, or with the knowledge that Brahman alone is present here, everything is that Brahman and I am offering actions to that Brahman, do that. So both ways, that is, both are the ways. So with that knowledge, we have only two options with respect to karma. Either know this and practice it, then so yuktaha karma phalam tektva shanti mapnoti naishtikim. So when we know this, when we know this that karma is an illusion, then we will not go behind karma phala. So we won't go behind karma phala. So karma phalam tektva, we will attain eternal bliss or peace. So that is one option. So know that karma is an illusion and do karma sannyasam. With karma sannyasam, do actions as much as possible. Then you will attain eternal peace or bliss. So that is one way. Or ayuktaha kamakarena phale sakto nibadhyate. Or be attached to karma, forget that reality and do karma, then they will be seeking fruit. So a person, any person who emphasizes on karma, so the more and more you try to emphasize on karma, you'll forget jnanam. So it's very important that where Krishna says in the fourth chapter that Sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamapyate. Though we can quote from the third chapter many shlokas which say that, okay, do karma, do karma, do karma. So, ma manasvara yudhyacha, do yuddham, do karma, do karma, do karma. We forget that Krishna is not telling to do just karma. He is telling have knowledge and do karma. So that have knowledge portion is very important. If we leave that out, then we'll be doing actions. So we'll say, okay, I'll do actions. I don't need to learn. I don't need knowledge. I'll just remember God. I'll do all actions offering to God and do that. So that will not lead us to the goal. Though that may give us some like comfort, yet it won't lead us to the ultimate reality because we are forgetting the knowledge aspect of karma. So that knowledge aspect is very important. So those are the like two options that we have with karma. So either have knowledge and do karma, or without knowledge do karma. So any person who does act, who says, okay, I am the Sakshi, I am the Sakshi, I am the Sakshi, and does action, or a person like offers it to Vishnu or Ishvara saying, okay, I remember Ishvara and do, without the knowledge that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, without the knowledge that karma is an illusion, karma is negated in knowledge. Sorry. That person is an ayukta. So he'll be bonded in karma in one or the other way. Though he may think, okay, I am not doing action, I am living good, I am blissful and all, yet he'll be whirled in sorrow. So it's like that such a person can say, okay, I sleep very well. I sleep for 8 hours. But how do you sleep? I sleep after eating sleeping pills. I have to take 4 or 5 sleeping pills and then I sleep very well. So it's the same thing, telling that, okay, I am sleeping very well, but with sleeping pills. So that's the way it will be, like if we forget the jnanam aspect to it. So Krishna kind of summarizes this in the 13th shloka. It's one of the important shlokas. So sarva karmani manasa,
sarva karmani manasa,
sanyasyaste sukam vashi,
sanyasyaste sukam vashi,
navadvare pure dehi,
navadvare pure dehi,
naiva kurvanna karayan,
naiva kurvanna karayan.
So a person who renounces karma through either of this way. So sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. So it's not external renunciation, because in both ways we don't renounce action. So Vedanta doesn't speak about renouncing external action, but it just says that do action with knowledge. With either the knowledge that I am the Sakshi, or with the knowledge that I am offering to Ishvara. So sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. After renouncing actions in the mind, aste, a person lives, how? Sukam vashi. So sukam or sukam vashi, a person gets into sukam, avastha of sukam, he gains sukam. It's the same as like chanti mapnoti naishtiki. So that's how internally a person should renounce karma. So renouncing all actions in the mind, a person enjoys bliss. So a person might enjoy, but what is the real state of the Atman? What is our real state? How is Brahman really staying in the world? Navadvare pure. So in the shariram with navadvaram, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 1 mouth, 2 ears, and then the opening of like excretion and procreation, so that adds up to 9. So navadvare, in this puram or temple or town of which has 9 dwaram, 9 entries, the dehi means the Atman, naiva kurvan, it doesn't do anything, nakarayan, neither is it responsible for doing. So it no way does action, nor is it responsible directly for doing any action. That means it is not doing, it cannot do action because it doesn't have any desire, And since it doesn't have any desire, therefore it cannot also be responsible for action. So it's like telling I don't do action, but I make others do. Why do I make others do? Because I want them to achieve something. So I want my children to achieve some good things, therefore I make them do. So I don't do it, but I make them do it. I don't do meditation, but I ask my children to do meditation because it will help them. So that means I am not doing, I am responsible. So in both ways there is some desire, some karma is there. But the Atman is Sakshi, it is perfect, it is Purnam, it is the Satyam, it is reality behind the Mithya Jagat. Such a Atman, such a self in each one of us, that cannot do nor can it be responsible. So that is the real state of the Atman or the I for each one of us. So a jnani or a person who follows sannyasam, he sarva karmani manasa sanyasya aste, he remains blissful after renouncing all actions internally in the mind. So what is he really achieving? He is really merging onto the self, that self which lives in the body, which doesn't do action and which is not responsible for doing action. That means instead of directly telling a person be the Atman which doesn't do and which is not responsible for action, which is not at all related to action, because it is that truth, that reality upon which karma is superimposed, that reality in which the illusion of karma appears. So instead of saying it directly, renounce actions internally. So with the knowledge that everything is Brahman, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, do action. That means when a person renounces all actions either through akartrutvam or through offering to Ishvara, with the knowledge, the basic knowledge about jnanam and karma, with the knowledge that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, that means he is indirectly being the Atman, becoming the Atman. So rather than directly telling I am the Atman, I am the Atman, I am the Atman, whereas it's not implemented in life, a person who really follows it, he will internally renounce karma and do actions outside. That means he is in fact being the Atman. So it's like it's one way of telling that when we do such thing, when we do it this way, when we renounce actions, we in fact become the Atman. So it's very important that renunciation of action is very closely related to jnanam, because without jnanam we cannot renounce karma in any way. So we may still be okay, I am offering everything to Ishvara and all those things, but without knowledge we cannot completely get rid of karma. Karma can only be completely, we can completely get rid of karma, we can completely renounce karma only when we know that there is no karma, everything is but one Brahman. When we know that, then we can do actions as well, because doing actions will not really matter. That's why he says manasa sanyasya, it's internally renouncing, not externally. So either internally you renounce by the notion that I am the Sakshi. Again, I am the Sakshi means there itself knowledge is there, or offering it to Nirguna Parabrahman. So both ways you are doing actions externally, internally you are renouncing. And that internal renounce state, the state of renunciation internally, that is the state of the Atman. The real state of the Atman is that state, and we are achieving that state through Karma Sannyasam. So Karma Sannyasam, though Krishna might have said okay, Karma Sannyasam, Karma Yoga is better than Karma Sannyasam, but what he means by Karma Yoga there is internally doing Karma Sannyasam and then externally doing yoga. So real Karma Sannyasam should happen internally with knowledge. So jnanam brings about internal Karma Sannyasam, which will then lead us to do action externally in the best possible way. So we'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.